I started doing my own research, and it is just a mind-blowing story that there's somebody that has this much of a hold on baseball and this big of an effect on sport in general, and we don't ever talk about it. We have no clue. I bet that most of the people in Keysburg don't even know that he ever existed or that he was part of the culture here. So I was down in Missouri once, and I saw a Porter Wagner drive or something to that effect, and it made me think, oh, I wonder if Porter Wagner used to live here. So I'd like people to do the same thing when they drive down Great River Road here, driving down 10th Street instead of say, hey, maybe Biz McPhee. Who's Biz McPhee? And I would love it if they just stop in and ask somebody, you know, say, hey, what's Biz McPhee? And then, you know, you got a story to tell from a small town like this. That's really cool.
So right now I know you've began a kind of a petition drive on change.org. So a little bit about what you're doing right now and how people can get involved.
Yeah, so right now I'm just basically, because I don't know what's going to happen when I go to the city board about this. Like, you know, no matter what, people are going to have to change their addresses and stuff like that. And it could be, it's a pretty personal thing. They probably had the same address their whole life. So it might be something that might be get met with a little objection. So what I want to do is I want to get signatures of people in support of this. Some recognition through our change.org petition that I built. And then afterwards, I'd also like to have, if anybody had any more information, I really wish I could talk to Stephanie Brock because, man, the article that she did on him was just incredible, just full of information. But it also sounds like he had family around here, that he didn't have any kids, but he did have, like his wife's mother was a button, so the button factory there, or the button building there in Aledo, was actually part of his family. So I'm sure that he's got some sort of relatives around here in some way, shape, or form, or at least know how to get a hold of them. I've been trying to reach out to some of these guys that wrote some of these articles and haven't been able to. I've come up empty so far. So I would love to have any information or any contacts with his family or anything like that that we could reach out to.